And Paul encourages, exhorts the Corinthians, seek this gift. Seek this gift. Move in this arena. To which sometimes then you can look at the text and be like, Paul, weren't you just telling them to not get chaotic? Well, he's got that. Let's keep going. One who speaks in a tongue speaks not to men but to God, for no one understands him, but he utters mysteries in the spirit. Right? So in a tongue, if there's not an interpretation, what this person is saying, it may be from the Lord, it might not be from the Lord, but nobody in that place has a clue whether or not it's from the Lord, because nobody can understand what the heck's being said. Rather, though, on the other hand, the one who prophesies speaks to people for what? For their upbuilding, their edification, their encouragement, and their comfort. Edification, building up, encouragement, and comfort. If you're taking notes, those three things are the end point of prophecy. They very well may not be the starting point, though. I mean, think about David after he sinned with Bathsheba and Nathan the prophet comes into him. Remember that story? Nathan tells him this story about this sheep and this bad neighbor, and David gets all angry, says, bring me the man, I will see that justice is done. And what does Nathan say to him? Word of prophecy, right? Strong word of prophecy. You're the man. Now, David's actually being edified by Nathan in that. He is being built up because his sin was tearing him down. Nathan's truth is building him up. Did it feel good? No. But was it edifying? Yes. And was the fruit of it edifying? Absolutely. Was the fruit of it encouraging? Did it put courage in David? That's encouragement. To encourage someone is to put courage in them. Did it encourage him? Absolutely it did. Absolutely it did. It gave him courage to write Psalm 51 that says, you know, create in me a clean heart, O God, renew a right spirit within me. Did it comfort him? No, not at all. That prophetic word had no comfort in it. You know, his son died as a result of his sin. But it's not a triad that is necessary to all come at the same time. The prophetic word is meant to accomplish one of those things, particularly. It may or may not accomplish either of the other two. The one who speaks in a tongue, verse 4, builds up himself, but the one who prophesies builds up the church. Now, I want you all to speak in tongues. All right, so Paul's not trying to put down tongues. He's not trying to say this is a bad thing. Tongues is a spiritual gift from the Holy Spirit, but he is giving a priority to something else. I want you all to speak in tongues, but even more so. He just said, I want you all to speak in tongues. So grammatically speaking, we can now say, but I want you all to prophesy. I want you all to prophesy. So this is the word of the Lord. This is the testimony of Paul that he's given to each one of us to be prophetic toward one another, to desire to move in that way, and to not be afraid of moving in that way. What keeps us afraid of the prophetic ministry?
Fear of the unknown.
Okay, fear of the unknown.
Yeah.
Can you tease that out?
Mm-hmm. I mean, once there's a new norm,
right,
it won't be like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's that?
Don't
want to
do it wrong.
All right. Yeah, that's a big one.
Reaction of all the people
you actually what?
Yes,
the reaction, right? Like, how will they respond to this? How will they interact with it? Yeah, very good. Very good. What else?
I think a lot of it is we don't want to speak on God's behalf wrongly.
Okay. All right, very good. I think that's a key part. And then there's also that obvious that relational dynamic that, you know, that you spoke to so well, that idea of doing it wrong. So let's talk about those things. So when it comes to prophetic ministry and thinking about speaking the word of the Lord to one another, what are ways, hear this question, how can we know that we're not wrong? Okay, that's right. That's a huge one, right? If what you are speaking is the text, is the scriptures, then that's not about you at that point. But you're being very prophetic, because remember, a prophet is someone who speaks the word of the Lord, who communicates God's truth. So when you are directly communicating truth, that's a key thing. What was yours, Glenn?
Testing,
that's right. All right, testing. Test the prophets, right? Test the prophecy to see if it has, and this word would be internal strength, right? To see if it has internal strength and not internal within itself. But if you're going to test something that is said to be or that is spoken as being from God, then what do you test it with? The word of God. That's right. You test it with God's word. Yep, you test it with God's word. What else can you test it with?
The Spirit will connect with it. Of God.
Right. Last time I was here, we talked about Romans chapter 8. Where does our sonship, how do we know that we're sons of God? That's right. God doesn't tell us to keep reading the Bible. He says that God's Spirit, capital S, testifies to our spirit that we are sons of God. There is a communicative nature of the Holy Spirit within you talking to and engaging your own spirit.